that was really exciting to me because on Monday mornings we have Zoom meetings with these ladies about 8 o'clock. It depends on the time change, whatever. We've gone as early as 6:30, but now we're meeting at 8 o'clock, and I want to invite the ladies to do this. So we have a sign-up sheet back there if you just put your name and your email address. But some of those ladies up there, those weren't actors and actresses. I recognized some of those ladies, and that was so exciting. So anyway, this was written by Kanchan and Rajan, and thankfully Craig transcribed it so we would understand it. So hi, greetings. Hope you are doing well. We are also doing well with all your prayers. This quarter, God has done great things through our family team of 1615. We have seen the great power of God through our believers. This is the story of a believer of 2 months. Her name is Musami, and she's from the state of Kolkata, India. Right after her baptism, she got the opportunity to join our women's conference in January. So this is a lady who was just saved. She was so encouraged to meet and hear the stories from other women. After the conference, as she was traveling back home, she started to share the gospel to the people throughout her journey back home. As she reached home, she did not sit and relax, but from the next day, she started to go house to house, carrying her Bible and her little baby of 1 year. Recently, 4 families came to Christ through her, and all her neighbors were amazed to see her transformation. They questioned her, "What happened to you? How do you know what to say? Just a few months ago, you knew nothing. You were always sick. What changed you so much? You even look so different." Now Musami has become so busy that she is called by many people every day to pray for them. Many who she prays for are getting healed through the prayers. This last Sunday, a week ago, she gave her testimony in our Sunday worship. We were all so blessed and inspired by the story of what the Lord is doing through this lady. Many demon-possessed people are healed, and the sick people are now healed. Now people come from far places to pray with her. In the place where she lives, in almost every house, someone is demon-possessed. She says it takes hours and hours to pray and cast out the evil spirit. She's experiencing God's power. We're so blessed by what God is doing in the family of 1615. A few people even got baptized this month because of the efforts of this young believer. Here's another update, another story. A story from one of our leaders. This is also written by Kanchan and Rajan. A story from one of our leaders whose name is Janu. He's from Madhya Pradesh in Gujarat. Last month, he went to visit a few leaders and house churches in the village. As he was returning home, his mind changed, and he decided to hop into a small boat and go across the river Narmada to explore the area. While he was sitting in the boat, he was thinking of where he should go. Who will I meet? It was a very new place for him. On the boat, there was a couple sitting next to him. The man started to speak to Janu, and as the conversation went on, he shared the problem of his wife's pregnancy. They had lost 6 babies. The couple was losing hope in their life. The man invited Janu to come to their house. Janu was so excited how God connected him to this couple. It was the house of peace. So Janu went to this house, this total stranger's house. Janu stayed at night in this stranger's house. He shared the gospel to the family and prayed for the wife. They even had a little time of worship. The next day, he explored the village. It was so sad to see that the kids didn't go to school. There were no clinics or doctors, no power or transportation. The people must walk several hours to the river to be able to catch the boat. The people were helpless in this rainy season when the whole village got flooded. It was heartbreaking to see the village. Janu shared the gospel to a few more people and then returned home the next day. A few weeks later, the man called Janu, and he was very nervous. He said that it was time for his wife to give birth. The man shared that he was helpless and he didn't know what to do. He said, "I think that we will not be able to save this baby again." Janu quickly began praying over her through the cell phone. As Janu was praying, his wife, Janu's wife, was listening. Right after prayer, Janu's wife, Mita, asked for him to do a video call. Then Mita said to the man, "Listen to me, brother. Carefully go near to your wife and do as I instruct you." Mita guided him step by step on the process to help his wife to do the delivery of the baby. As the baby came out, he was nervous, but Mita encouraged him and guided him to cut the string. I think he means the cord. When the string was still attached, and with the baby in his shivering hand, he did it. They got a baby boy after losing 6 babies. The delivery was done through the video call. The couple was so happy and excited to see how God had saved both the baby and the mother. Can you imagine helping somebody deliver a baby through a video call? They did it. Anyway, so if any of you ladies would like to join us on Monday mornings at 8 o'clock, we have a sign-up sheet back there. And Mita, who helped with the delivery, she's one of the ones on the calls. So she's one of the leaders.